The job front may be somewhat improving in America, but not for Hispanics, who have a higher than average jobless rate than white Americans. Brent Wilkes, executive director of the League of United Latin American Citizens, says many U.S. employers discriminate against Latinos.
We've even done tests where we've had a Latino applicant come in that's more qualified than a white applicant and interview for a position, do better in the interview, and still get passed over for the white applicant. For no other reason than that they're Hispanic.
Wilkes says discrimination against Latinos is rampant in the manufacturing industry, auto industry, and in white-collar positions where the pay scale is higher. He says American-born Hispanics, as well as documented immigrants, are discriminated against, which is illegal.
We have a program where we're out there educating employers and employees of what their rights are and what their responsibilities are. You cannot discriminate against somebody because of their race or ethnicity.
Right now, we know that Latino workers, there are 23 million Latino workers unemployed. Part of that is because they are overrepresented in low-wage industries and so more vulnerable to labor market disruptions.
Not only is the unemployment rate higher for Hispanics than whites, but as a community, Latinos earn less per week than both whites and African Americans.
Hispanics also have a higher rate of on-the-job fatalities because a disproportionate number of Hispanics work in high-risk professions like construction.
According to the Labor Department, the average 2010 unemployment rate for Hispanic workers was nearly 9%, compared with nearly 8% for white workers. African Americans still have the highest unemployment rate at 16%. But the unique problem in the Hispanic community is that the Latino population now stands at more than 50 million and is expected to grow.
Latino workers represent 14% of the labor force. They're poised to become 1 in 3 by the year 2050.
One reason Hispanics lag behind other workers is that unemployment rates are closely tied to education levels. Hispanics at least age 25 who have jobs are significantly less likely to have college diplomas than African Americans or whites. To encourage more Hispanics to find good jobs, the Labor Department recommends enrolling more Latinos in government-sponsored job training programs in energy industries and encouraging more Hispanics to pursue careers in engineering, technology, and science. Rhonda Pence, Press TV, Washington.